Maseches Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Gimel. Ein Mevim Bikurim Chutz Mishivas Aminim. The only Bikurim that are brought are only Bikurim from the Shivas Aminim, the seven species of fruit that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. That's wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. And not only that, but it has to also be from a good quality of these fruit. We don't bring from the dates from the mountains, which were considered a lower quality. And not from the other six species that grow in the valleys. When they grow in the valleys, they were a lower quality. So the tamarim were better, the dates were better in lower places, but the other six species were better in higher areas. And not from olives that are not from the best quality. The Mishnah continues telling the timing when the Bikurim was brought. Bikurim cannot be brought before the Yontiv of Shavuos. Anshehar Tzvayim heviu Bikurim kedem latzeres. The people from Mount Tzvayim brought their Bikurim before Shavuos. V'lei kiblu mehem, and the Kohanim did not accept the Bikurim that they brought, mepnei hakasav shebetorah, because the pasuk that's written in the Torah that describes the carbon of the shtei alechem that was brought on Shavuos, the two loaves of bread that were brought on Shavuos, and the pasuk says v'chag ha-katzir, at the chag, the yontiv of katzir, the harvest, which is referring to Shavuos, bikurim asecha, the first of your work, asher tizra basada, that was planted in the field, and this is referring to the shtei alechem as the first of your work. So we learn from here that it's the first thing that was brought was the shtei alechem, and only afterwards could the bikurim be brought. Mishnah Dalet. Eilu mevi'in v'lei kairin. This is the case of someone who's maybe brings bikurim v'lei kairin, but he does not recite the psukim, the passages in Parashas Kisavai that are thanking Hashem for giving us Eretz Yisrael and the land and the fruit that we grew. So we mentioned in the first Mishnah that there are some people that bring the Bikurim, but they don't say these Pesukim. They're not carried. So the Mishnah says, Hager may be being a carried. Hager, a convert, brings Bikurim because he owns property in Eretz Yisrael from the Shivas Aminim and all the other conditions. But being a carried, he does not say the Pesukim of thanks to Hashem. Why? She'ini achal leimar, he can't say the words in the Pesukim, Asher nishba Hashem la viseinu lasas lanu, that Hashem promised to our forefathers to give to us, because this ger, it's not his forefathers. He's not from the direct line, from the people that were promised the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'im haisa imem Yisrael, but if his mother was Jewish, then maybe v'kare, then he could say, he not only bring the Bikurim, but he could also say the psukim. Just having a mother that's Jewish is enough for him to say, Asher nishba Hashem la viseinu lasas lanu. Ukishu mispalal, and when a ger would daven, shmona esrei, beidel minatzmai, when he's davening by himself, aimer elekei avos Yisrael, he shouldn't say elekeinu velekei aviseinu, our God and the God of our fathers, because it's not his father. Rather, he should say elekei avos Yisrael, the God of the fathers of Yisrael, of Israel. Ukishu bebeis haknesses, when he's davening in the shul, and this is when he's the chazan, davening in the shul, Aimer elekei aviseichem, the God of your forefathers, referring to the people that are present, that he's davening on behalf of them. V'im haisa imem Yisrael, if his mother was Jewish, then Aimer elekei aviseinu, then he's able to say, our forefathers, that's acceptable because his mother's Jewish and he has a heritage on his mother's side.